Okay, shalom to all. Okay, I'm glad we did the bchinas yesterday. It was very good. And now this is the last third. Last third.
Till when?
Till we finish, you know, around that time.
How many packets are left?
Okay, this is the last third, and then Rosh Hashanah, then we do Hilchos Havelos after that. And, okay, so now we're basically at the point where we're doing the Zayin Akim. In other words, we're getting out of Nida now. You know, showing you how to get out of the Nida. Most of the year, we were dealing with getting into Nida. Now we're getting out of it. So, that's the last third. Okay. So the Mishnah says on Samech Ches Amid Beis on page 1, Hazava Hazava Shabbat Latvam Vyam Rishon Amotsu Tor Vyam Shvi Amotsu Tor Ushayim Shemitayim Lobotku. So Zav and Azav, they need what? Zayin Akim. So how do we ascertain that they're Nakim? So the way we ascertain that they're Nakim is doing Bedikas. So how many Bedikas do you have to do? And you have to realize also that those days, as I always say, you know, they didn't have underwear. So it could very well be that there was blood, and the blood just fell to the ground. Today, you know, you don't have such a thing because there's underwear. So it's, where's it going to go? It's not going to just fall to the ground. It's going to, but we still do bedikas. In other words, we still do bedikas. So we have to see how that fits in. You know, bismanazeh. You know what's going on here. So the Tanna Kamma says Yom Rishon Matzotor Yom Shvi Matzotor V'Shar Yomim Mishmatayim Lo Botkum. Blazer Omer In Cheskas Tara. Blazer says, so good, it's good. You did, obviously you did the Hefsek before, the day before, and then you did Yom Rishon Yom Shvi, so you didn't do every day. It's still good because you established the Chazaka. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Belvad. So he says, no. That he says a big chiddush, that the day that you didn't do Bedika doesn't count. So you have to, so, but it's interesting, he holds that you only have to make up 5 more days. In other words, Yom Rishon counts, Yom Shvi counts, and now you do 5 more days. So even though Alatzad that something came on Yom Sheni, which you might think, so that should be Sosa, he's holding no. In other words, we saw in Hilchas Polat Shech Vazera that the Zayin Nikiyim don't have to be consecutive, Lagabi Polat Shech Vazera. Because if you polat this, say a person had Bia in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim, the Isser, Shragig, Mazes, whatever it is. But So then those 4 days are on hold, and then she carries, so in the middle, whatever she counted before counts. So usually la halacha, we're going to assume that lagabe dam, it has to be consecutive. So we don't possibly like this opinion, but this opinion says that the day that you, so it's a double chiddush, that it's the day that you count, and but then you could just make up 5. And Rav Kiva omer ein lahem el yom zayin bilvad. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need consecutive. So Mamela, so if something happened in the middle, then you lost your first day. So Yom Shvi can now be Yom Rishon. So now you need 6 more days. So Rabbi Lezer is the shita that we're most likely to go with, as we'll see. That's the shita of our he's our man. That you did Yom Rishon, you did Yom Shvi, ganz gut.
That's Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Don't usually say Rabbi Yeshua over Rabbi Eliezer.
The first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hein Ches Chatar. So you got it. It's good. You did Yom Rishon, Yom Shvi. That's good. Now you can go to Mikvah after that.
I just thought there was a Bob, that we always go by Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Eliezer.
Well, the Kalalim, you have to see how the Kalalim, but this is what we say here.
What's happening to Rabbi Yeshua? How can you split it? How can you make Yeshua
with me?
How can you count the first day?
Yeah, so he holds that either you'll tell me it's only, he says, so those days, I mean, the question is, what did he only say it B'tar Safek, or even if you do it B'vaday? Okay, but the Lamaisa, we don't hold like that sheet. The Blazer says.
So what Rabbi Yoshua Lunk is here, that if you do it the first day and the seventh day.
So those days count.
In other words, the intervening days are not mafsik.
Right. Right, it's a big chiddush. The question is what he also said if you knew B'toras Vaday. So whatever, but Rabbi Blazer is our concern. So now the Gemara says, the Rabbi Lezer, top of the page, Mahu Tchilosan V'Sofan V'Yinu V'Hochat Tchilosan Ika Sofan Leika. Holdom with Tchilosan Af Al Gav She'ain Sofan. Who is the Nafka Nid Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi? So Amar Rav, he Tchilosan Af Al Pi She'ain Sofan. So Rav says, no, even if you did Yom Rishon alone, I mean you did Hefsek and Yom Rishon, that would be sufficient. So that's Rav Shita, and Rav Chanina says no. Tchilosin the sofan bein hachat tchilosin ego sofan leiko. So in other words, so you need both. Rav Chanina says you need tchilosin and sofan. So the Rambam paskins on page 2. So the Rambam holds that if you did one day, it's good. Yeah.
Has to be the first day right after the Hefsek.
It doesn't have to be Yom Rishon and Shvi.
Does it have to be Yom Rishon though?
Oh, that's a good question. So the Ravid asks you a question.
The question of those who are asking is if it's
was only the first and not the seventh? What was the question? Yeah. So if you look on page 5, this is your question. Zok the Ravid on the fifth line on page on the right side of page 5. First line of the new second paragraph. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. The Gemara only speaks about Tchila or Sof. What about Be'emtza? Oh. Mistabra Lakula. It says Mistabra Lakula. And what's his riot? Because we see by Nida, well, you don't need Zayin Nikim. That the Gemara says, Chacham Momin Rafil Sheni di Dasa Bakrats Mamasator, Ari Cheskatara. So you see that the Nida, she bled for a day, and now you did a Bedika on Yom Sheni. So that's good enough to be Machzik that she doesn't bleed now, that she stopped bleeding. And now after the 7 days are over, she can go to the mikveh, even though she doesn't have an end mark at the end, or she didn't have anything in the beginning. In other words, so you see, the emes is also good. In other words, if you hold, you need dafka. In other words, once you reach and shvi, emes is also good. So that's derived. Emes is also good.
Were there already undergarments at that time?
No.
Is that going to be
influencing
this?
No undergarments.
So what does the Rambam mean?
So the Rambam paskins Rishon Afal Pi Shein Shvi.
So the Rambam
Shvi Afal Pi Shein Rishon.
So the Rambam holds
yeah, that case was that, you know, but the middle case the Rambam doesn't speak about. The Ravid speaks about.
Right.
And what does the Bala Mor say? So the Bala Mor doesn't like the Raya from Nida. In other words, the Ravid brings a Raya from Nida. That if you see that you can do Bedika Nida on day two, and then you're good. So too by
that's for the
when you don't need Zainakim. Right. Nida doesn't need. So by Zavu or by Nida to Bezman Hazeh that we require Zainakim, the Ravid says who then Bedika Bemtz is good. So it says Anu Tmeim. Says the second column in the Hasogos HaRazot, that's Rav Zerachya Halevi, on page 5, Rav Zerachya Halevi. He's one of the Gedolim. He wrote the Balamor by age 17. I was speaking to Rabbi Teichner today. He told me that the Marsham got smicha from Rav Shlomo Kluger. At I think the age of 18, he got that is smicha from Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he said Harav Hagodol, and smicha at age around 18 or something like that. Shlomo Kluger. He told me Rabbi Teichner. He heard from his father that the bigger gedolim when they gave the fahers for smicha, whatever, it gave easier questions. Because the people who were not as big gave the harder. Rasham, he gave bechinas, it wasn't the hardest bechinas. What to say about that? Okay. The second column, third line. V'anu tamei, he said, tema gadol. Ma raya b'dikas nida hakala l'b'dikas zava hamura. Zo eina tzvicha el afroshas para, pen ashmashas b'vaz, zo tzvicha shiva nikim. There is, who says you can bring a raya from nida to zava? There is, zava you need mamas zayin nikim, so maybe if you don't do it every day or something like that, or at least the beginning of the end, it doesn't work. There is, you bring a raya from nida to zava, and nida doesn't need zayin nikim. Okay, so he's not thrilled with the rising. He's not thrilled. Just thrilled.
Well, why doesn't the Nida?
Nida the Raisa. Nida the Raisa.
The Nida the Raisa has to be bothered when?
Whenever. She just has to make sure the blood stopped. She needs 7 days, not the Kim. 7 days,
right.
But obviously it had to stop. So whenever she finds that she thinks it's going to stop, she does a bedika. And if she found on day two, it stopped. Shine. Day two, it stopped. Yeah. So he's saying that just like a Nida can do a Bedika on Yom Sheni, and that will ascertain that she stopped bleeding, so too a Zava could do also whenever, you know, Yom Sheni and the Zainiki and whatever.
Even though he doesn't like this stuff, say vice versa is okay. I mean, could you bring a Raya from Zava to Nida? Even though we don't hold Nida, we aren't holding
Nida. Well, we don't know because we don't have a source in Zava from Zava. We only have Rishon and Shvi. Tchilosan I have Rishon and Sofa, and Sofa and Alti Rishon and Tchilosan.
So, what does the Rambam mean, B'yam Aleph or B'yam Ches? If he only
Yom Ches doesn't count, meaning you did a Bedika Yom Rishon, and then he did a Bedika later, but that Bedika is not part of the Hilchas Bedika, it's just...
Okay. You only need one day of Bedika.
Yeah. One second. Now, there's another Nakuda, one second, I'll hear in a second. That the Balamor so he says you can rely on Tchila in Afa Pishe and Sof, right? The Ravid says that also. And Tchila doesn't mean Tchila and Sof doesn't mean Sof, even Be'emso. So the other point that the Balamor asks on the second column of page 5, towards the right, second column, the first word in the line is Hasof. So, oh, Mara, all this smoke, I'll have done with Chilos, and I'll be shame, Sof, and Sof, and I'll be shame, Chilos, and I'll miffle, plug, like Reb Chanina. How does he know we shouldn't pass him like Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina, Rabbi, have a Kadesh compared to Yom Kippur. Wasn't Reb Chanina his Rebbe? Yeah, so he says, that's what it is. Okay, you have another Gemara. So we follow Rav. Tafke Benida. He says, Tafke Benida v'lobazov. He didn't like the, you know, in other words, the Balamor, the Ravid applies it to Zava. He says, no, by Nida you can do a Bedika on days two. Say,
but not today.
Today is no good, because today we're all we treat them like Zava. So, okay, the Balamor says it. So the Balamor requires that it should be, you know, can't be Bemtza.
You need
Tchila and Sof. Well, he says Tchila even.
Just to.
You mean the Balamor you're asking?
Yeah, I'm saying the obvious Torah. Like, what's the right of this? Right, look, I established a Cheskas Torah on day two. Start off carrying me later. And if I hold Yom, I hold Zion. And one, each one is being Megal either before or after. So then, why can't Yom Beis do the same thing? Or Yom Gimel do the same thing? But if Zion will tell me about Al through Zion, so why can't Gimel tell me about Al through Gimel?
Yeah, he's saying that when you need Zayin Akim, so you need a more of a Mukhsak.
Mukhsak every day.
Yeah.
So we have
one
in the beginning.
Right, all of those, but she stopped seeing. We got to have sex. She stopped seeing, and now we have a second Alpish Nayedim, and now she has Yom Rishon, so it's good. Alpish Nayedim, Yalkom Dover. Yeah, well, no, you have six hours before the Yom Rishon.
One other day.
Yeah, yeah. Because she's muksak not to see anymore, so that's good enough. Okay. Now, what do you mean? Yeah, well, Chathila you do every day, we'll see. Okay, we're getting a little left.
And then you
The Hefsek needs to be done on day 5. No, the Hefsek does not need to be done on day 5. Maybe day 1 is a question, but day 2 already is, you can do a Hefsek.
By Nida.
But by Azava too. Now the Smag, he's the makes the issues now. The Smag So at the end of the Smag, at the end of the bracket here. Sefer Chafetz, posted Rav Rav Chana Chalach Rav Mikol Mokom Me'arach Shein Zer Psaq Mavur Roy L'Hachmir B'Dover. He says Roy L'Hachmir B'Dover, page 6, the end of the bracket. He says, you know, many paskin like Rav, but we should be Roy L'Hachmir. It's an interesting lashon, Roy L'Hachmir, to make, to have Rishon and Shvi.
Both.
Okay. So how do we? So now you take a look. So let's take a look a little bissel in the Shulchan Aruch bissel. On page 34. Yes, Dr. Shulchan Aruch. B'chol yom mishivi me'esfir tzichu yos bodech l'chadchila pamayim b'chol yom. So that's... Yeah. So we didn't see where that comes from yet. Pamayim b'chol yom. Kishma. Achas shachris v'achas tzomuch l'ben ashmashos. V'im lo v'atko b'chol ashiva ala pam achas. Page 35. Lo shna v'atko b'yom rishon shal shiva o b'yom hashvi o v'atko b'echad me'am tzoyim. Meachas shabatko b'yom shekodim ashiva. She did a hefsek yom shekodim ashiva. V'mat z'tora olullah. So, she only did pamachas. It's good. So she did a hefsek and pamachas. It's good. Avam lo batkav b'chlal, b'chol hashiva, b'chol hashiva rather. She didn't do anything. Even if she did a hefsek, but she didn't do any bedikas. Uvayom she shmini batkav matzah tahora, and then. So she did a hefsek and then 7 days with nothing, garnished. And then Yom Shmini, she batka matzah tahora ein la ela Yom Shmini bilvad. So then she lost it all. She lost it all. So that counts as day one, and now you need another 7. In other words, you don't say, well, she did a hefsek, and now she has 1 day, but Yom Shmini, no, the 1 day, if you want the hefsek and the bidika to have a tziruf, it has to be within 7. You do a hefsek, and then you wait 7 days, and now it's Yom Shmini, you lose it. Yom Shmini buvad, u'mashlemes alav. V'yesh omrim shetzarich tizuch b'yom rishon u'meshiva b'yom shvi. V'ein lahakel. So this is the second opinion, the opinion of the smag. So the question is how, you know, who do we passing like here? So everyone knows, oh, ein lahakel, ein lahakel, ein lahakel. People get very ein lahakel. But lemaisa, the first day is not that way. In other words, so do we say stam yesh omrim? So lahakel is stam. And the ein lahakel is within the second opinion. Some people have this thing that no, the second ein lahakel is yeah what? Yeah. Yeah, so everybody's paskins that, I mean, the chatchila you should do it, but if you didn't, then mikar adin, you can follow the first opinion.
If you meant in the chatchila on the chatchalachas, then why would you write the beginning?
Right, so what's the point in writing the first day?
Right, we can say, the day one, day two, but only like day two, so just
right. Write day two. And there's
you can write that as the first data, and then.
Right. So some people are like, go crazy over the second opinion because of the Ein Lahakel. And it's interesting because, you know, the whole thing is the smag, and the smag's lashon is much more parv. You know, what's his lashon? Roy. What's his lashon? Can't shame, you know. So that's not mashma that it's such a. I mean, the Beis Yosef has a stronger lashon, Ein Lahakel, within that opinion.
The
smag is a shittus yachin, yeah.
Smag.
Roy Lahakmer. So. Yeah, and then there's an important. Dogel Vervava on page 35. So it's interesting. If you look in the Dogel Vervava on page 35, he says, the Zedas Hasmag, the Zelosh Hasmag, hold in this. Hey, he had a different nusach in the smach. All the laws by Allah is different. Me, Roy Lahachmer, Kedivrei Rebbe Chanina, Shaloya Yosef Mechamish and Yomim Ben Bedika LeBedika. Right, we don't have that in our smach, right? We just have Roy Lahachmer, right? Hakalosh and Asmad. Now, is he saying that the key thing that he cares about is there shouldn't be more than 5 days between each Bedika? So if you do a Yom Rishon and a Shvi, then you're good. But that doesn't. So the Parshup Shai, you say you need a Rishon and Shvi. But maybe what if you have a Shlishi and a Shvi? So it also should be good, even within the Machmir. In Ken, I feel more Bakhtav Yom Rishon, Bakhtav Yom and Tzadim Gram Yom Shvi. I'm a smart mode, Shalullah. Ubavad Shal Kopan of Yom Shaposka Bodka. Kidei Shetifsek Batar. As long as she didn't have second. Somebody called me just this week. You know, one of these people who's like into this, you got to do the smog, you got to do the smog. So, and what happened was, a woman was going to, I think, get some an IUD put in during the Zayin Nikim, so she was going to bleed a little, so we assume it's probably Maka, whatever, then. And then she didn't do any bedika beforehand. And she'll only maybe do a bedika afterwards. So this person wanted to say, well, maybe when the doctor put it in, he looked inside, I could count, whatever. I mean, but in the end, she's going to do another one anyway. So it's only, he was choshish for the, this person was wanted to be choshish for the
It's not
exhausted, it's just a couple of things. Oh, yeah, we have in the Smaragd, as we'll see.
Yeah.
What page?
It's
in the Smaragd,
page 6.
Yeah, Vizchil was poor.
He does say the 5 days.
Yeah, where does he say it? Well, it's the first one. Where is it? Yeah, Shalotei Ania. Yeah, we have it. We do have it. I made a mistake. Yeah, it says Hoel. First word one is Hoel on page 6. We do have it. I stand to be corrected. Hoel v'lo nisbar halacha k'divei mi roi lahach mi k'divei Rav Kanina shalo yosem mechamisha yomim ben bedikah v'bedikah v'vav yom shepas. Okay, so he does. We do have it. Well, he holds that we'll see more that. That you could, that Mechatchila you should always do, at least the Rishon Shvi, but with the Eved, it's okay.
We didn't get into 5 days, though.
Because he's saying that's the Pshat in Rishon and Shvi. Rishon and Shvi is this way. If you do Rishon and Shvi, they'll only be 5 days apart. So the Chazaka is good enough to Machzik for 5 days. So that's and that's how he learned Pshat in Rishon and Shvi. As opposed to, you could have said the pshat is just time you need the bookends, and therefore if you started on a shlishi and a shvi, that wouldn't be good. You could say like that, and you could maybe say that maybe you could say the smag really meant that too. He didn't, even though he speaks about the 5 days, he didn't mean betoris 5 days. He just meant the betoris, the bookmarks. You could argue with the Noda Behuda's diuk and the. But as it is, this is a big chumra to have to even worry about this man thing, and everyone got so excited about it because of Lashonin Lahakel.
Nowadays, everyone holds like the edict from Mechaber anyway, but look, the Maisa, right, that you have to do Bedika twice a day. Isn't that the psak that the Oskar will give you Lechatchila?
Yeah, so many will, not everybody, but okay, that's a lechatchila shebe lechatchila to do twice a day. And then if you can't do that, so you do, the Ramban says you do once a day, the Ramban.
Once a day?
Once a day!
Once a day
page 3, look in the Ramban. Kedinim, the Ramban, third column, Halacha Gimel. Kol Azayin Yom Tzricha Bedika Pam Achas Bechol Yom. Pam Achas, simple. Batka B'Yom Rishon B'Sheinu B'Shlishi V'Shuv Lo Batka B'Defes Shiv B'Shas Tzilos V'Daya. Fil B'Yom Zayin B'Vara Reza B'Cheskes Torah. Right, and he paskins also. That you only need one bedika.
And then you get.
Yeah. No. Obviously, v'shuv lo batka bodefes v'chas to be lost to v'daya. Afilu biyom zayin b'vad. Yeah, I don't know.
Does he tell that to women?
So one second. So where does the two bedikas a day come from? So it comes from the Mishnah in Nida on page 7 and Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Avol pishomer dayes shaita tzricha dias bedekas chus min hanida v'yeshevas al dam tor meshameshes be'edim chus b'yeshevas al tov u'besula shadomer tahorim u'pamayim tzricha lios bedekas. That's what he read. Pamayim tzricha lios bedekas shachris u'bein hashmoshos. So that's where this comes from. The two bedikas a day. Pamayim tzricha lios bedekas. Now, Rabbi Tiv Eger
might be only for Taurus, huh?
Yeah. Right. So that's the question. Maybe this is only for Taurus. Because by Taurus, we wanted to have more frequent bedikas, because then, you know, if she'll see Dam, so maybe, you know, the Dam was really there 2 hours ago. So the more frequent the bedikas are, you know, you'll save the tumah from, in other words, okay, so she was bodek in the morning, was good, and she was bodek in the afternoon, was no good, so she knows that it's not going to go further back than the morning. But to apply it to the Zayin Nekiyim, that's a stretch. So that's what he writes here, Rabbi Kiveger, on page 9. Hein emes da bach kosev de kavanas asmag de bodeka shachris or arvis de shachris motzi bide sofeg shemel rosa balayla barvis motzi mirosa biyom avalo ovin teichal yidei bedikin is bar madal velo rosa mikodim enof al arts. You know, like adim yun shevi abach lahi de perk. In other words, if you need zayin nekiyim, so what does it help you? In other words, if you were mukhsa, like, Dimin Shevi Abach Lahid, the Pekham of the Nidah, who Tamua, the husband of Rin Shach, they will tire Tarash Alayla, and then Tira Achak, and Lot Tira Chashash, something about Tarash Alayla, okay, look. But that's all Shaykh Khan. It's only to save Taras, because if you do a Badik in the morning, and you do a Badik in the afternoon, and one in the afternoon is no good, so at least you know that, okay, maybe it happened sometime during the day, but it didn't happen before the morning, because the morning one was good. So anything I touched the night before is not a problem. But if I really want to know, what is there a chazaka that she's tahora, and I don't, you know, something happened in the afternoon, so maybe it did happen in the afternoon and fell to the ground. So the concept of shnei bedikos, you know, in Gabe Zayin Nekiyim is more, the extension is more problematic. But Lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch said it. So a lot of women, Rabbi Willig tells women they can do Chatchila one,
one a day.
But Lemaisa, you know, it depends like on the woman. Some women, you know, they're problems. Some women, they're not problems. Rabbi Badi, you know, says they could use KY jelly, not the liquid but the gel to make the lubricator. Because sometimes women do too many bedikas and they cause irritation, and then they mess themselves up. Some women, they come to me, I did 10 hefsek taras. 10. What are you doing, 10? Do one, maybe two, and that's it. You know, you keep trying and trying, and then it's not good. Okay, now
I'm a little confused. Because if everyone's getting the sack to do it once a day or twice a day, and then someone comes to you and says, I missed the entire time, I only did it once, period. Like, that's like a big difference between what we're telling people and what...
You mean, we're telling people, lachatchila, to do 15, okay, with the hefsek, with the mohu.
Did it once, plus a hefsek.
Yeah.
And
from 16, in other words, from 16 to 2.
Yeah.
In other words, because the hefsek and the moch, that's two. And then 2 a day for 7 days is 14. So 16. That is the Eishes Chayil. That is the right. She does 16 bedikas.
The Eishes Chayil is for the afternoon bedika. Because on the last day she's doing an afternoon bedika, meaning an evening bedika and a hefsek and a moch.
The
hefsek
before.
No, hefsek before.
Oh, before then. Right.
16. So 16 is what we would like. If we can't get 16, we'll take
two.
We'll accept two.
And somehow that person is also going to now want to go do 16 the next time. Because we've already mounted two. It just seems like, and even if he'll learn himself, I'm saying he brings down one case and then he jumps from 16.
From 16 to two!
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
one line.
Valdic, so. So it depends who the clientele is.
But again, but this Ramban that says that, you know,
Ravana
says that the Chassidic Jew
One. He was this idea of 2 days, only in Mishnah Lagabe
Paris,
and it was extended.
Okay, but how can you say that if you only did it at the end, it's also okay? Like, it's a they won't do it. They wouldn't want to do a design of Kiyum.
Well, you did the Hasek Tahara. You had a clean Hasek.
I'm saying, which woman is going to check every day if they can get off with checking at the end?
That's the one I know that was.
Yeah, it depends who the women are. You know, some women in the economy. Some women you're happy to... You look on page 8 in the bottom in the Beis Yosef. Hashkos Rabbeinu Shem Sefer Mitzvah Shkos HaPamayim came who besmag, smag, say the true Mordecai. Shabodek HaPamayim Mechol Yom Yimei Kfir HaPamach HaShachash Shomer Yom Yimei Kfir HaPamach HaShachash Shomer Yom Yimei Kfir HaPamach HaShachash. And the Beis Yosef says it from that Mishnah. HaPamayim Shikul Yom Yimei Kfir HaShachash Bein HaShmoshes. So you're worried that women are, yeah, okay, so in a chanami, some women will, some women won't. Like anything. Like Rabbi Tavon said, if a woman's told, if she, you know, wants to follow the halacha, she's told this is l'chatchila, she'll do the l'chatchila. She told, some women, once you tell them that they'll run with it. You know, you give them a cool, they run. I can give you hundreds of examples. You give a cool and then they run.
Give you an example.
There are plenty of them.
You know, you give a cool and they abuse the cooler. They abuse the cooler. You know, the cooler's in the Igras Moshe. The people open up the Igras Moshe and then they extend it. Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with clientele who already this entire way of life is something that would be foreign to them, they're not from yet, okay. Or they're on the fringes.
And they're keeping.
And they're going to keep it, but if we tell them 16, they're going to.
Then don't tell them 16. Yeah, in other army. A woman who's going to keep 5 and 7 in mikvah, that's something. And the only thing her sticky point is the 16 bedikas, then we could be memaiz for her.
Okay. Would you jump to that point to one a day, or would you say? You just
okay, you have to see. You gotta negotiate.
Okay. Shouldn't it also be a shash? Like whatever you tell them, like if that's their baseline, so then if they forget, like if you tell them 16 or you tell them 7, so if they forget one.
Yeah, so you got to know who you're speaking to.
So the clean pasuk is a very very crucial point on this whole thing for myself. The clean pasuk is. Gives you a big chazaka already going forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't the minimum 1, not 2? Because really passing like grab,
not right. So half second 1. So it's 2, half second 1. Yeah. Okay, now there's a lot to say. We're not finishing this packet today. It's going to take me another. So what I think today, I want to show you a meal tztaka. It's always good to do a meal tztaka. But there's so much more to say. So that's why we need a whole nother time to do this packet.
Tomorrow, right?
There's Hashem tomorrow. 32. Minyan Leiv. No, but these are Yesodas. These are Yesodas, so I don't want to rush through the Yesodas here. Yeah. Okay. Okay, says the Mil Tztaka. Neshalti Be'isha. There's a lot to learn from this Mil Tztaka. Okay? You'll see in a second. Nishaldi bi isha shemotza kesen bi mei libuna. I had this just yesterday. Somebody showed me the wife was supposed to go to the mikveh that night, and she showed me, they showed me the kesem, and it was bad. It was a yoshtim gris, even the big shear gris, and it was red. And then later she did another bedika, and it was good, and then they called me back. So could that do anything for us? I said, no. I mean, now for the future, but nothing for the past. That's it. So here, this woman found the kesem, the meili buno, in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim, she found a kesem, you know, like a bad one. So she had to do another hefsek tara, just like the case I just described to you. The lavsha shonim levanim. So she put on levanim, right? Now this is the key line. The amru la chavroseha.
Street corners.
Yeah, she asks her friends. That's, you know, she asks her friends what to do. That's the biggest mistake. You ask your friends, Hilchas Nida. So she asks her friends. So what did they tell her? Here the friends were machmer. Here the friends told her, not only do you need Zayin Nikiyim now, you have to start the five again. In other words, really, if you see a kesem in the middle, you don't need the five, because the five you already did, and then you weren't together. So you have your paleta stays. So they told her, no, you have to do a five and seven. It was in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim. That's what they told her. Kedin ro kesem imei tara. Just like if you see kesem imei tarasa, you do five and seven. So too, if you say that, obviously that's hamaratis. Because if you see kesem in the middle of the month, when she was Tahora, so then it's a Chashash Poleta Shechvazera, and then even if they weren't Meshamesh, it's Lo Shimshon to Shimshon. But this was the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim, so of course you don't need. But they told her, they did. Misha Poleta Shechvazera. The Chazra V'lofsha Sona Shalot Hanichta Mekama Kesomim Achaisa Chagur Mumad Vesino Lvonim V'noki Milibunov. Then, 2 days later, she found out that her friends were wrong. So she already started doing the five towards the, you know, and then she found out they were wrong.
She doesn't do bedikos.
What?
She wasn't doing bedikos
because
it was during the five.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
No, she's not. She's a motor kesem tzrich lamdin hayyomim ki imi mei tarasu mamish. Avolo b'leim livuno. Also, v'shalayim hayarasha limno. So she wants to know: can she count those days that she was using for the five? Could she count them towards the seven? Right. First of all, Hayarasha Limdos Shiva Nikim Psychis Tarasa Rishon, Shibiad Lakar. In other words, apparently she did a hefsek.
She
did a hefsek? She did a hefsek after she found the kesem. So, but then she, even though it didn't make sense, but according to her, whatever, Maisa Shoya Kachaya, she did the hefsek. And now she's thinking she does five and seven.
After the hefsek?
Yeah.
Because it's a 5 day count.
Because Lahora, Hefsek you can do any time. In other words, Hefsek is, in other words, Hefsek you don't have to do after the five, you can do before the five. Usually the five you should be still bleeding. But here she stopped right away. So a Lamdish woman, she was right. She could do a Hefsek then. Even if she still has to wait five and seven, she could do a Hefsek now.
So she did Hefsek and then her friends told her.
And then yeah. Oh, right. Could be also, right, she did the Hefsek. She thought she was going to start Zayin Nikiyim right away, and the friends told them, right? So the question is, so could she count those days, 2-3 days that she was counting towards the five, could they count towards the seven? Because now she found out that she doesn't need 5 and 7. She just needs 7. So he goes through the whole sugya that we did here. And then he says, that you have a different sheet. This, then he writes on page 33, the first word on Sha'al, he says that they don't count because she wasn't mechaving. This is known as right, it was as Hesach Hadas.
But the
mindset wasn't
there a
bedika
on every day of the 5 days. You still need
a bedika,
no?
Yeah, so she did a half sick, and she'll do a bedika later. Time Rabbi Nami Yigal and Mil said, do like Hoshalo, because if you don't, if you want, you have the mindset of the Zayinikim, then maybe there was blood and she wasn't thinking. Once you have a mindset, so then, that you have in your mind to be aware if something is coming out. But if Kol Milsa Dolorami Alei Din She Lavda Daiti Einam Manu, so that's the chumrah. So this became the chumrah of the Mil Tzedakah, that if you weren't thinking to count it for the Zayinikim, you didn't have das for that, then. One second, then it doesn't count. It doesn't count. So, this is brought down in the Piskei Tshuva. On page 34. Yeah, so he just brings it down. So not everyone paskins like this sheet. The body holds the cool on this. If you look in the Sidrei Tara on page 36. He says because you're not.
No,
you have to have in mind that you're being nisar to see if it's so. If you're not thinking about it, so maybe some came out and you weren't.
Maybe some of your blood run in 5 days.
He's worried that you don't have to do bedika all those days.
Right.
So what was the bash? If you're not doing a bedika, so what are we going to have to know? What does knowing mean?
You still need Zayinikim. So the Zayinikim is also b'moach. As you're asik adaite, that you're being not.
He's being asking that
right, but that's only if you have a mindset that in your mind you're also keeping in your mind to be thinking whether some being cognizant of something coming out or not. But if you're totally mesulak, in other words, he's saying you need that too. And the Sidrei Tara wants to bring a riot to that from because what's the din if a person does a hefsek and then he waits till day 8? Right? So we say it's no good. But why did you say, Lamafreya? Ain't time of sakta. The mnal lahu dolo mitzarfim shisha yom lafreiv yeshmini lebedika kibedikas tara shivas nikiim.
Why can't that be counted as the famous
kashas? Right. In other words, Yom Shmini, you should say the Zayin Nekiyim started, you know, six days before. Yom Shmini, the Pesikas, Bredikas, Tarash, Shivin Nekiyim.
Why can't we do it? You must have, because you need...
Because you have it now, you have.
If you don't need Shmini, then why can't you go back 6 days from the day Shmini and
right, go and then you have already. You started the Zayin Kiyum within 7 days.
I didn't know.
You don't have enough. So this is a raya he's bringing to the Sidrei Tara.
The raya for whom?
For the Sidrei Tara. For the for the Milt Stocker.
Could one say that Hefzik here, Hefzik Das, it comes from the fact that you think it's a different period of time? Meaning, let's say I'm not thinking about it 7 days, but it's I'm in the 7 days, I'm just not thinking about it today. I didn't realize that. I didn't say today is number three of my, you know. So it might that be different than thinking, oh, this is part of the 5 days? Because then I'm thinking it's a different day. Here, I'm just not realizing that today is the day I. Because if it's in the 5 days, so I can understand. Something comes out, so I'm not really concerned. I'm not concerned right now. It's just
right.
It's part of the 5 days. Whereas if something comes out, and I'm not thinking about the fact that it's out of Zayin Nekiyim, but like if I realize something comes out, then it will be a problem for me if I'm not thinking it's in the 5 days.
Yeah.
It's not replaced by another time.
Really?
It's an absence of mind.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
It happens all the time. The lady sent the rabbi 2 or 3 days worth of anikas. And depending on what the rabbi is going to say, it's going to depend on what...
Right.
That will determine what... Well, not three, what's day one, what's day three.
Right, but at least she knows she's holding in the...
It was day one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Until
she doesn't know. Here she's totally mesulak in her mind.
Right, the perception there is that I am doing day one, day two, day three.
Okay, now take a look on page 27. We'll end off with this. Super Sayyid Beis Amid Aleph, page 27. The Sofer Lo Latzmo. Says Tosfos, Im Toma, my aim of a Recha Zov al Sirasa, Ki Moshe Bevorachim al Sfiris Oymer. Right? How come you don't make a bracha on Sfiris Zayin Akim, just like Sfiris Oymer? That cause of the Sofra. So it's a mitzvah sphere, Sfiris HaOmer. Yesh lomar, de'ein mevarchim ela biyovel, shemvarchim bezdin, chol shana, shalom yuchal limnos kaseir, v'chein omer, aval zovah shim tira tiskor ela limnos. Because you don't do it because maybe on the fifth day she'll get more blood, and then the Zaynikim are nistan l'mafreya. So therefore we didn't... you see, Bishlamav Sfiris HaOmer, you can forget also, but you won't, Biyodcha not to forget. But here, it's out of your control. So you might be so to the whole thing. So therefore, they didn't make a bracha on.
Yeah, but the last one she's counting is still a mitzvah, even if she doesn't say it, otherwise
it's true. Yeah, okay. So that's the Tosfos. So the Shalah has a famous word on page 28. He quotes the Tosfos. Zeh Lashon HaTosfos. So he did the Tosfos. And then Yesh Lomar. Hakam Lashon HaTosfos. Last word on the line is Medivrei. Dikdakti Medivrei HaTosfos. So he wants to make a diak from Tosfos that you don't make a bracha. Shein Roi Lo Levar Vishum Diyesh Chashash Bracha Lo Atala. Aval Litzpor below bracha, he Muchiyemes. He said, so it's mashma that you have to have a verbal sphera. Hayom Yom Rishon le Zayin Nekiyim. Takra v'safra la. Ve'ein lomer me'achet shalo tucha levarach me'beilo lo kiva tor l'spor ze'eino to have brachas midrabanan. Him kei meza tam lo timne, but she should at least do the daraisa. So that's his word. That every day she should make tzivisi le'ishti. He told his wife, Shatispor le'is erev kodem shkiyas achama, Hayom yom rishon l'sfiris levoni. Hayom yom sheni l'sfiris levoni. So that's the... yeah. Now the Noda Behuda on page 29 has a tshuva about this shalah. And he says, look what he writes in the second arrow. Omer ani hagona kodesh hazeh, v'rov kedushas chaytidusso niskayim ba'oiv mitzvos lo yisba mitzvos. He loves mitzvahs, so he's making new mitzvahs. He says he doesn't think it's right. How come the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Bahag don't count this as a mitzvah of Sviras Zayin Nekiyim? Shagam Bezaksi v'sofer lo shivas yomim mitzvah v'zava v'sofer lo. Alavadei sheitzu mitzvah. Over there, suffer means just to keep cheshbon in your mind. Because it says Shemuta Lagamri. Why does it have the Svartim? The key is to have Yom HaChamishim to bring the Shtei Alechem. Lama Kosev Svartim. So there means a mitzvah lispor. But here, because the key is to get to the day 50. So what does the Torah have to say? You have to count. Just get to day 50. Of course you'll have to count. But if Adam says you have to count, that's a mitzvah sphere. But by the counting of the Omer, so that's why counting the Omer, the sphere is extra, so therefore must be a mitzvah. Here it just says Safra law, it's not extra, it just means you keep a cheshbon to do it. So here, therefore, he says sometimes Safra is to actually do a sphere, and sometimes it's just to keep cheshbon, and by Zav it's just to keep cheshbon, and therefore. In other words, by Yovel and Omer, it happens by itself. So what do you need a sphere? It's happening by itself. So it must be Vaday Mitzvahi. So it must be the sphere is told to do a mitzvah. But Zolvashim Tiratistor, Enesman Omer and Memela, it's not a Memela because it's told on the Nekiyim, it's not happening in Memela. So Hashkocha. So there it means Hashkocha. When it's happening by itself, so you don't need Hashkocha, it happens by itself. So what's the sphere? The sphere must be a mitzvah. But Jane Kane over there, that it's not the design of Kim are not happening by itself because you have to make sure that there's no bleedings. So that's what the Torah is just telling you. Just make sure. Vesvarta just means chol cheshbon that nothing is happening. Okay, that's so. The Maisa, obviously we don't have this minug of the Shalah, but tomorrow there's still a lot of stuff in this packet that we didn't do yet. So we have to do it tomorrow, Bezer Shem.